Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Meghna Bose, and today we will be discussing about the Union Cabinet decisions. For this discussion, we have with us Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst. Mr. Tandon, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
The Union Cabinet decisions were discussed in the Cabinet press briefing today that was held by the Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav. Six major decisions which were approved by the Union Cabinet to boost India's infrastructure were taken, with some of the key decisions being the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0, the declaration of Madurai International Airport, and several key railways and roadway projects. Mr. Tandon, my first question to you will be about the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0. The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 shifts the focus from infrastructure creation to service delivery, water quality, and long-term maintenance. It also has an increased allocation of 8.7 lakh crore. How significant is this integrated approach in ensuring the sustainability of the Jal Jeevan Mission?
See, based on the success of this program, which was launched earlier, Cabinet today approved a proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation, service delivery, supported by drinking water governance and institutional ecosystem for sustainable rural pipe portable water supply. This is very significant. Now, for restructuring the Jal Jeevan Mission and focusing on structural reforms, as you also mentioned, the Cabinet today approved enhancement of total outlay, as you very rightly said, about 8.7 lakh crore. Recognizing the community ownership and participation are critical for operational efficiency and source sustainability, the program shall promote Jal Utsav as an annual community-led maintenance and review event, integrating local cultural ethos while reinforcing collective responsibility for drinking water source to secure future.
Before we move ahead, let's listen in to Ashwini Vaishnav as he talks about the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0.
Is Jal Jeevan Mission ka aaj 2.0 version approve hua. 1.0 version itna mahatvapurna, mahatvakankshi, itna bada project tha. Kareeb 13 करोड़ परिवारों तक पहुंचा नल से जल. अब इन सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स की ऑपरेशन एंड मेंटेनेंस, वाटर सोर्स, सोसाइटी को जितनी डिफरेंट जो कमिटीज बनी है, विलेज की कमिटी, ग्राम सभा की कमिटी, पंचायत की कमिटी, इन सब को इन्वॉल्व करना, फिर जहां पे पॉपुलेशन बढ़ रही है वहां पे नए सोर्सेज निकालना, एक तरीके से अब इसको सस्टेनेबल बनाने का टाइम आया. शुरू में टेक ऑफ करना, कवरेज लाना, अब है इसको सस्टेनेबल बनाना. इस तरह से सोच के इस प्रोजेक्ट को बनाया गया है, जल जीवन 2.0. कंप्लीट इसका रीस्ट्रक्चरिंग कर रहे हैं, रीओरिएंटेशन कर रहे हैं, सारा फोकस इंफ्रा क्रिएशन से अब सर्विस डिलीवरी पे.
Alright, sir. I want to shift focus to the Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0. Under the Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0, around 13 crore rural households received tap water connections. So, sir, what are the key achievements and lessons from the first phase that have shaped the priorities of the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0?
From the baseline of 3.23 crore, that is 17% rural households with tap water connections in 2019, so far more than 12.56 crore additional rural households have been provided with the tap water connection under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Now, at present, out of 19.36 crore rural households identified by the states and union territories in the country, around 15.80 crore, that is 81.61% households are reported to have tap water connection as of today. Beyond the physical achievements, impacts of Jal Jeevan Mission have been assessed by reputed national and international institutions and individuals. One SBI research reported that Jal Jeevan Mission has freed 9 crore women from fetching water, enabling greater participation in other economic activities. World Health Organization estimated reduction in women drudgery by saving of 5.5 crore hours daily, prevention of 400,000 diarrhea deaths, and savings of 14 million disability adjusted life years. If I may go further, Nobel laureate Professor Michel estimated a potential of 30% reduction in under 5 mortality, saving 1,36,000 lives annually. Now, if we go on the statistics that shows that how successful the Jal Jeevan Mission has been so far, and that's why to give an impetus, the government has given another boost to the scheme by taking such important decision at today's cabinet meeting.
The key feature of the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is the involvement of village communities in operating and maintaining the water infrastructure. How effective can community-led governance be in ensuring long-term water management?
Certainly. Now, as per today's decisions, now this JJM 2.0 would facilitate the certification of all gram panchayats as Har Ghar Jal. The JJM 2.0 also fosters the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 with assured 24/7 rural drinking water supply by shifting from infrastructure-centric approach to a citizen-centric, utility-based service delivery approach through structural reforms. Now, all these important ingredients go on to emphasize that there will be accountability and there will be certification so that there are no false statistics, there is no window dressing, and the grassroots level, the beneficiaries will definitely get the benefit of Jal Jeevan Mission at all levels.
Mr. Tandon, the Union Cabinet has also declared Madurai Airport as an international airport. Sir, how could this decision strengthen global connectivity, tourism inflows, and industrial growth in Tamil Nadu?
Madurai, as it is a very important airport, and it's very busy airport as well. But now giving it the status of an international airport is basically to facilitate tourists, particularly the Indian diaspora from outside India, to visit this highly important pilgrimage center in South India. We all know that Meenakshi Temple and connectivity to other areas in Tamil Nadu, particularly Rameshwaram, etc. So there was a demand that this should become an international hub. International flights from the Gulf and Southeast Asia, from where we have a large number of Indian diaspora, they want to, and including the foreign tourists who want to visit temple town of Madurai and other areas. Now, international status would enhance regional connectivity, and it will be not only that, it will promote trade and drive the economic development in the entire southern region. So the airport's potential to attract international pilgrims and business, it aligns with the city's historical prominence. So that's a very important decision which the cabinet has taken. I hope that it will be appreciated by the people in all the southern states, particularly Tamil Nadu.
All right, sir. Before moving ahead, let's listen to Ashwini Vaishnav as he briefs the press conference about the Madurai International Airport.
Aaj ka dusra bada faisla hai Madurai Airport ko international airport declare kar. Tamil Nadu mein jo teen sabse bade shahar hain, usme Chennai, Coimbatore aur Madurai. मदुरई सांस्कृतिक केंद्र का बहुत पुराना शहर है और सांस्कृतिक केंद्र है, बहुत बड़ा एजुकेशनल हब है, बहुत बड़ा हेल्थ केयर का हब है और बहुत बड़ा रिलीजियस और कल्चरल श्रद्धा का एक बड़ा स्थान है। लोकेशन अगर हम देखें मदुरई की, तो आसपास बड़े शहरों के साथ मदुरई एयरपोर्ट का कनेक्टिविटी लगाता है। ऑलरेडी ये कस्टम नोटिफाइड एयरपोर्ट है, लेकिन लोगों का एस्पिरेशन है कि ये एक इंटरनेशनल एयरपोर्ट बने। जैसे ही कोई इंटरनेशनल एयरपोर्ट बनता है, ऑटोमेटिकली उसमें बहुत सारी फैसिलिटीज आती हैं और दुनिया भर से कनेक्टिविटी, जो भी एयरलाइंस होती है वो भी अपने वहां पे स्लॉट्स लेने के लिए बिड करने लगती है, तो ओवरऑल एरिया का ग्रोथ बहुत बढ़ जाता है।
मिस्टर टंडन, मूविंग ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन, द सेंटिया पाकुर रेलवे लाइन एक्सपेंशन एंड द संतरागाछी खड़गपुर फोर्थ लाइन, how could such railway expansions strengthen connectivity, regional trade and industrial growth?
You have very rightly said that the rail connectivity, of course, is very important. One more decision, Santaragachi to Kharagpur. This road project will now have four lanes, and for that The project total outlay now is 2,905 crore. So it is not only the rail projects which are being given importance and prominence, but the road projects are also being given importance. And in that context, if I may add that the Jewar Airport in UP, it will now have an elevated road via Faridabad, which will be linking it. So another 3,631 crore outlay has also been approved. So lot of infrastructure projects are now being given importance, and the government is focusing mainly on infrastructure, whether it is rail, whether it is road, highway or air. All these connectivity projects are basically helping India achieve the faster growth so that India becomes a developed nation by 2047, as the Prime Minister has given this challenging mission to the country. So in that context, all these projects, or particularly infrastructure projects, are very significant.
Mr. Tandon, now I want to talk about the Greenfield Elevated Corridor via Faridabad that also has been approved by the Cabinet. As we know that this elevated corridor connecting Jewar Airport to the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway via Faridabad has been approved to ensure multimodal connectivity. How important is integrated multimodal connectivity under the Gati Shakti framework for transforming logistics and mobility in northern India?
Certainly, as I said earlier also, 3,630 crore for the construction of the greenfield connectivity to Jewar International Airport from Delhi Faridabad Ballabgarh Sohna up to Delhi and linking it with the Delhi Mumbai Expressway on the hybrid annuity mode in the state of Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. That was a very ambitious project. And this project, as you also very rightly mentioned, 31.42 kilometer long project corridor will provide direct and high speed connectivity from South Delhi, Faridabad and Gurgaon to Jewar International Airport, thereby promoting economic growth and logistics efficiency across national capital region. So it is very significant. And moreover, the corridor intersects Eastern Periphery Expressway, Yamuna Expressway and dedicated freight corridor, enabling multimodal transport convergence. The elevated corridor is not merely a structure or structural enhancement, but a strategic enabler for the urban transformation, regional connectivity and national logistics efficiency. So its construction is imperative to unlock the full potential of the Jewar Airport, Delhi-Mumbai Expressway Corridor and to ensure sustainable urban development in Faridabad, which is in Haryana.
Mr. Tandon, my last question to you is with the approving of infrastructure projects and the broader vision. So as we know that since 2024, the government has approved infrastructure projects worth around 22 lakh crores. So sir, how crucial is sustained infrastructural development and investment in accelerating economic growth and helping India achieve the long-term vision of Viksit Bharat 2047?
You know, all these projects which we have been discussing right now, now they are in a way the lifelines. Now, if I talk of these corridors, they traverse the areas earmarked for high density urban development and future infrastructure expansion. Now, if that takes place, it will certainly enhance the economic growth. And as a result of that, as we know, the foreign direct investment, when it comes, the first thing they ask about in India is the infrastructure. So if infrastructure is strong, it is efficient, and there is connectivity, then naturally the investors will come and India will certainly achieve its aim of becoming Viksit Bharat, or developed nation by 2047. So that aim in mind, the Prime Minister for the last 12 years has been focusing mainly on the infrastructure development, particularly not only in urban areas, but also in the rural areas, thereby connectivity. Pradhan Mantri's Salak Gram Yojana, it is linking rural areas to urban areas and through the highways linking the interconnectivity between all the metropolitan cities, coastal areas, so that infrastructure becomes strong and India's growth story will certainly become a reality by the time we reach 2047.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tandon, for joining us today in this discussion and for providing your insights on the topic.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.